Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly clear, 24 degrees. As COVID cases are rising nationwide, many states are tightening restrictions amid the holiday season. Speaking Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, gives his thoughts on what may need to be done to help flatten the curve.
We're going to have to do the kinds of restrictions of things we would like to have done, particularly in this holiday season, because we're entering into what's really a precarious situation because we're in the middle of a steep slope.
Dr. Anthony Fauci. President-elect Joe Biden is deciding who will serve on his communications team. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield will serve as White House communications director, and current confirmations director Jen Psaki will become the White House press secretary, with former chief of staff to Kamala Harris, Karine Jean-Pierre, serving as deputy press secretary. Simone Sanders, a Biden senior advisor, formerly of Bernie Sanders' campaign, is being named senior advisor and chief spokesperson to the vice president. Now, we expect more announcements this week on the economic front. Janet Yellen is poised to become the treasury secretary, and Biden's chief of staff indicated on Twitter Biden intends to nominate Neera Tanden of the Center for American Progress to the Office of Management and Budget.
Meanwhile, President Trump still has not conceded the election and continues filing lawsuits to contest the legitimacy of the votes in battleground states. Police are investigating a homicide in West Wichita.
The Wichita Police Department says the incident happened in the 1000 block of South Richmond Avenue and was reported just after 4 p.m. Sunday. A witness flagged down the Wichita Fire Department and reported a stabbing in the area. According to police, there was a disturbance inside a home in the area that resulted in the death of a 32-year-old man. WPD Public Information Officer Paul Cruz says the victim was stabbed in the upper body. When officers arrived to the scene, they did locate the victim and he was pronounced dead. Police say this was not a random incident. They are still trying to locate the suspect. Anyone with information is being asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Small earthquakes rattled Wichita two straight days.
An earthquake on Thursday measured 2.7 on the Richter scale, while one on Friday had a magnitude of 2.6. United States Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso said 26 people in and around Wichita reported to the USGS feeling Friday's earthquake. The earthquake on Thursday hasn't yet been reported to the USGS. Both had epicenters in the eastern part of the city. Caruso added, people generally, if they felt it, would be close to the epicenter, and they would experience a little bit of vibration. We certainly wouldn't expect any damage to be caused by anything that small. The threshold for damage usually starts at 4.0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Several Wichita area businesses have filed a lawsuit over the latest Sedgwick County health order. The attorney representing those businesses, David Miller, tells KNSS News the U.S. Constitution is in effect under all circumstances.
It's not done away with. It's not suspended simply because, you know, we happen to be going through an emergency or a pandemic. The constitutional protections for all citizens are still in place during even a pandemic.
David Miller was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning here, 6:09, now 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. In fact, make it 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning after the big holiday, Ted.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Monday morning commute, looks like a little bit of a slow-moving traffic along K-96 corridor up in the north part of town already this morning. And we'll keep an eye on that and see if there's anything going on K-96. But as of now, no huge tie-ups or accidents. But if we do get any, we'll pass them along to you right away. Traffic update with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
That driving conditions are very good. It's just cold.
It's really cold.
It sure is. All right, let's check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and chilly start to the day, it's going to be sunny with temperatures in the low 40s at noontime, 47 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 24, then sunny on Tuesday with a high near 50. Our next chance of precipitation will likely come with a light mix of rain and snow on Wednesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now clear sky, 22 degrees. We've got a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 611 Steve and Ted. You can find us on FM at 98.7, AM at 1330. You can listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. You can listen by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio, Wichita's number one talk. A lot of ways you can listen to us. A lot of ways you can listen to
Steve
and
Ted. Sure is, yeah.
KNSS weather, by the way, brought to you by the Monarch.
Mm-hmm.
Monarch proud to be voted one of the best bourbon bars in America again for 2020, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Today is Monday, November 30th, last day of November in 2020. We had a mostly sunny, windy day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 48 degrees. Yeah, in the afternoon, that wind really started to blow. 48 for a high yesterday, normal high for the date, 49, so right on target there. On this date in 1967, a record November snowstorm buried Washington, D.C. with up to a foot of snow in a 12-hour period. Wow, that was a big snowstorm. D.C. doesn't see all that snow, that much snow every year. But 12 inches in, 12 hours? Woo, man. On this date in 1835, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, was born in Florida, Missouri. Mark Twain named himself after a steamboat term, Mark Twain.
One of the great American authors of all time.
American author. You go back and you read his stuff, though. It's politically not very correct, some of it. And he's got
he can't help the time he lived in.
The time he lived in was the time he lived in, and that was the language and the way people were, really. Pretty accurate. I think I'm not a huge Mark Twain fan, but you were talking about the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County. He's pretty funny.
Some of his stuff's very clever.
A lot of stuff's funny. All right. President-elect Joe Biden fractured his right foot while playing with one of his dogs, an injury discovered in a scan yesterday, and that will likely require him to wear a boot for several weeks. His office says Biden sustained the injury Saturday and visited an orthopedist in Newark, Delaware, yesterday afternoon. In a statement, Dr. Kevin O'Connor said the first x-rays didn't show an obvious fracture, but a more detailed CT scan showed a tiny fracture of two small bones in the middle of the right foot. Burton was hurt while playing with Major, one of his dogs. So he'll be hobbling around with a boot on. You'll see that, and now you'll know what it's all about because you listen to Steve and Ted, and you're in the picture. Thanksgiving Day. Oh, gosh, Ted.
Boy, that seems like a long time ago.
That was last Thursday. It was a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Wow. I imagine a lot of people had a four-day weekend. A lot of people. But my wife was pointing out yesterday that those guys in the FedEx trucks, they don't have a four-day
weekend. Not this time of year, they
those
don't.
Those guys are busy. They've been to my doorstep several times. And by the way, today is Cyber Monday.
Oh, that's
in
right.
Words, this is going to be probably the biggest day on record for online shopping. Had Cyber Friday last week, and it was a record setter. And this is going to be another record setter today. It's FedEx and the UPS, the guys in the brown. And I had a couple of them come to my door this weekend, and I don't even ask what my wife is ordering because I got a feeling one or two of the items might be for me for Christmas. So.
Yeah, they don't get their days off until December 26th.
Yes, they probably make a lot of money. No, they got to hustle. They don't.
Oh,
those
sure
guys
they do
not mess around. They, you know, they're gonna sit and chat with you for an hour and a half. Well, let's have some coffee and wait for my next delivery. They get out and they go. So, all right, we had Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving dinner someplace, Ted? Did a family get together there?
Yeah, we gathered on Thursday and had a grand old time.
Yep. So my family did as well, and we just said, we had a great time. Great chat.
We did not all crowd around the table like we usually do. We kind of spread out into multiple rooms, but we made it work.
Well, of course, a lot of people didn't travel for the holiday, but some people did. It's just whatever you think is right. This COVID thing just keeps continuing, getting bigger and bigger all the time. And I think everybody's pinning their hopes now on a vaccination. And I think a lot of people say, heck with it. I'll just take my chances. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I've seen a very good showing of people who are wearing the masks in public. They think it makes sense. And most people I see going into, like, the Dillon store, they're pretty well masked up. My son says he keeps encountering people who don't have masks on in there, making dirty looks at people who do. In other words, just tell me to put on a mask and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen some of that going on.
Trying to tell me, put on a mask. And then you go through, every store has got the same thing. We ask our customers to please wear the mask.
Right.
But I doubt if very many of them are saying, you don't have a mask on, so you can't shop here today. Yeah, I'll go right down the street to the next store and just do the same thing. So anyway. All right, it's 6:16, Stephen Ted. I want to remind you of the KNSS Toy Drive. It's underway.
Yes, yep.
Right now, select a virtual toy donation that works best for your family or business. And Toys for Tots will turn your monetary donation into physical toys for some child out there. Put a smile on their face at Christmas time. Real easy. Just visit knssradio.com, knssradio.com, our webpage, and click on menu. Click the menu, and you'll find out how to be part of the KNSS Toy Drive. As you know, tomorrow is the first day of December, which means the countdown to Christmas is going to be underway, if it isn't already. We're going to talk a little bit later on about putting up the trees. And who did what, brother? Did you put up a tree this weekend?
Not yet. I haven't. Not. I usually wait until December.
Okay.
I usually feel if I put up the tree this early, it's like tinder dry by about the third week of December, so I wait another week.
All right.
Hey, speaking of December, did you see? We're getting snow later this week, aren't we? Aren't they talking about snow in the forecast?
I beg your pardon. I don't. Think
I saw one of those computer models had us down for 5 inches, but there were some others that only had an inch or so.
Here's our webpage. Okay. No, it's not our webpage, but it is the forecast from the National Weather Service that we use. Looks like tomorrow, 20% chance. This is in our area. Partly sunny, then slight chance for rain, snow tomorrow. And then a 30% chance on Wednesday night. Maybe some snow there. And even Thursday night. So
yeah.
Later this week.
Here comes December.
We'll check in with our meteorologist here this morning and find out. All right, 6:18 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Chiefs. I thought they were going to roll over those guys yesterday, but then that's a pretty good football team.
You don't roll over Tom Brady.
No.
The first place came, although in the first quarter it looked like it was going to be a rollover for the Chiefs. First place Chiefs in Tampa taking on the Buccaneers yesterday afternoon. Of course, you heard the game live. Mitch Holtis had the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as the Chiefs went right out and blitzed the Buccaneers right away in the first quarter. Time and time again.
And on first down here against a really good Tampa defense, he's throwing it long. Gunning it long, Tyreek Hill hauls it in at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Tyreek Hill, an explosive first quarter, 75-yard touchdown reception on a perfect strike from Patrick Mahomes.
And that was not the end of Tyreek Hill's day. He ended up with 13 catches on the day, 269 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes throws for 462 yards on the day. And the Chiefs build up an early 17-0 lead then hold on to beat the Buccaneers.
And the Kansas City Chiefs, with an enormous first-half output, hang on and make the plays down the stretch. And Patrick Mahomes has beaten Tom Brady for a second consecutive time. Kansas City 27, Tampa Bay 24. The Chiefs tie a franchise record with their ninth consecutive road victory. And for Mahomes on the road, this is an overlooked stat, Dean and Hughes. Patrick Mahomes is 19-4 on the road in his young career. And most importantly, with the Raiders' loss today, they got clobbered by Atlanta. The Chiefs have a four-game lead in the AFC West with five games to go.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Yep. So the Chiefs get the win yesterday, and now are 10-1 on the season. First time they've beaten the Buccaneers since Joe Montana was quarterbacking the Chiefs.
And the defense,
27 years ago.
Defense looked very good the first half.
Very good in the first half.
Hung on by their fingernails.
And they got a couple of key interceptions in the second half that certainly helped keep them ahead.
Wow.
There you go. We do have some men's basketball news. Tonight is the first ever edition of the WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Isaac Brown. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. We're on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Shockers get set to open up the season on Wednesday night at Coke Arena hosting Oral Roberts. So tune in to the Coaches Show tonight with Isaac Brown. The K-State men play tonight in Manhattan. Kansas State is off to an 0-2 start, and they're looking for their first win hosting Kansas City. Middle of a five-game season-opening homestand for the Wildcats. That'll tip off at 7 tonight in Manhattan, nationally televised on ESPNU. Former KU basketball star, All-American Paul Pierce, will be inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. That induction ceremony will be a year from now in Kansas City. Among the other inductees, Hersey Hawkins, great star for Bradley in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Yeah.
Shocker fans got a big dose of. Of course, Paul Pierce, unanimous consensus All-American back in his 3 years with the Jayhawks. And we do have women's basketball tonight for the Shockers. Wichita State is home. The Shocker ladies at Coke Arena tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. Shocker women are off to a 1-0 start. They're hosting the Lady Braves of Alcorn State tonight at Coke Arena. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Royals slugger, Bo Jackson.
Whoa!
Multi-sport star in Major League Baseball and in the National Football League. Bo Jackson is 58 today.
What an athlete.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when I saw that, I was like, I can't picture Bo Jackson being 58. I picture him being, you know, like 25 years old and the strongest, fastest guy in the world.
Breaking a bat over his
knee. How in the
knee?
World is he 58? Oh, my. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Yeah. 6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Accepting things you can't change. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.